statistics, you know, so that wasn't down on there.
I see. Well, I'm talking about if you have a house and an L, say you got two parts of the roof that run together, two roofs mm-hmm. that come together, you might have to...
Oh, they had to put a valley in there, okay. 10.
Yeah, okay.
Valley,
of course, we didn't have that then, baby.
Really?
When I was raised. But we did after I got married, you know, after I got grown and got my home for this.
Now, what would you call a place, a little building where you store wood?
Oh, that was a woodshed.
Woodshed?
Woodshed, yeah.
I see. And did folks, what would you call outdoor toilets? Did folks?
Well, that was a closet, yeah.
A what?
A closet. Call it an outdoor closet.
Outdoor closet?
Yeah.
Folks would, that's where...
Yeah, we didn't have no indoor closets them days. I mean, toilets, you know. That was our toilet and our time.
Okay. Folks ever have joking words for that?
No, we never did. Everybody knew. That's what everybody had, and nobody thought nothing about it.
All right. Okay. All right. What about, now, what about if you wanted to start a hen laying, you might put what in her nest?
Nest egg.
Nest egg. What was that made out of?
Well, we always left the egg in there. The change wouldn't need the same one all the time, or it wouldn't rot, you see. The same one had been left all the time, it would have rotted. So we just leave a nest egg in there each time.
I see.
But when we had too many chickens, we got at a regular chicken farm, we didn't need no nest eggs. They just built a nest and lay in a naked nest.
Did you ever use China? Was it China egg or?
Well, I saw them. We didn't use them, but then I saw them.
Yeah.
Other people did.
Yeah, they were made out of?
China.
Uh-huh. Okay. What'd you used to carry water in?
Water bucket.
Water bucket?
Water bucket. And we darted out of the well. We didn't have no running water then, baby. We had to draw it out of the well and had a bucket. Had a big windows. We had dug wells. Big dug wells. I believe it's 4 foot square.
Mm-hmm.
And a windows, a big log windows that the roll the rope up on. And had a windows that you roll that way, draw the water. And then let it down in the well. And we let it down and roll that up on that big windows. Log
it was, and the windows were just facing
on
each side of
the well,
the
big log was up a little way so it wouldn't even weigh. And that rope was on it.
Did folks ever put their milk down in the well?
No, we didn't. Some people were, but we didn't. We put it in a bucket of water to cool before we get it, before we start to use it. In the summertime, you know, when it got a little bit warm, we got down an open hole so it didn't get very hot. And before we get a meal fixed, we would just get cool, draw up a cold bucket of water out of the well and put a pitcher of milk in it and cool it.
Now, what sort of bucket would you keep maybe in the kitchen to throw scraps to the pig, to keep scraps from the pigs?
Well, we had a scrap bucket there. We put the scraps in, we get ready to feed the scrap bucket, we call it, and we get ready to feed the hog.
Uh-huh.
The duck and feed the hog.
Okay. Now, what'd you cook in, may I ask?
Oh, after we got a stove, we just had pots like we do nowadays. But of course, people that had they cooked on a fireplace. They had to have fireplace pots.
Uh-huh.
Had legs on them, you know, the legs, and put fire under the pot around it.